So what we announced as part of an effort to continue to phase in the Common Core standards is that next year, not just our teachers of literacy and math, but teachers across all the content areas, the academic content areas, are going to be involved in this work. And so in science and social studies, you are teaching reading and writing also as part of that work. And one of the challenges we've seen for many of our students is that they don't have the academic language to succeed in those subjects. And when they engage in reading a textbook or stuff that they're primary source documents, they often struggle to understand it and to make sense of it and to write about it. And so we want the teachers in those content areas to begin to infuse their work with the Common Core standards as well. So not only are we asking our English and math teachers, but we're asking all the academic content areas to be part of this process. And for kids, that's going to mean that there are units in both their English math as well as their science and social studies classes connected into the Common Core.
So what will that look like for the kids? Because we saw that for English, it included more nonfiction, right?
Yeah, so if you're already reading a primary text in social studies, the way in which the teacher teaches that is going to change. We're going to push on the question of, are you really asking for evidence from the text when you ask students to write about it, when you ask them to answer questions in a discussion? Are you really pushing to make sure that kids can master what's in the text and talk about it, make arguments, defend their ideas?
Will there be more writing than before?
Yes. I think that across the board, as this phases in, there's going to be more assignments where kids are going to have to write, more assignments where kids are going to have to speak. And we need kids to get in the habit of practicing those skills in order to get to the point where they're ready ultimately to go into college and other careers.
What about science? Can you give some examples of how that would change?
Well, again, this isn't yet a change in the science standards themselves. There's a draft being released in the next couple of weeks nationally of new science standards, which will ultimately affect the science content. What this is about is where science teachers are working with kids, whether it's a lab report or doing research on biology, there's a lot of reading involved. And a lot of our students need help and support as they engage with those texts. And we want science teachers to be part of that process. And so as they design their units this year, we want them to introduce opportunities to write, opportunities to use what we are calling text-dependent questions, where they're really asking kids not just to summarize a text, but to analyze and take the information from the text and construct an argument about it.
So over the summer, before the fall starts, what is it that you're asking principals to do now, and how are teachers going to get ready for this?
So this isn't a brand new thing. We've actually been getting ready for it all year long. We started talking to principals in February. We did feedback sessions across the city over the last 2.5 months with principals that allowed us to adjust these expectations. They just finished a few weeks ago. And we're now working with principals to make their plans. And the English and math are also going to change because the state tests next year are going to align against the Common Core standards for the first time. And what that means is that in math, for example, they're going to be a different set of questions and a different set of topics than what's been tested by the state before. And we need to think about what is it we're teaching and how much time do we spend going deeper into the math topics than we've done in the past.